The Bucks. Let's Go Bucks by Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Valley Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Freightert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So the Bucks tonight will be playing without both Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. They are 1-7 this season in games without Damian Lillard, 5-7 in games without Giannis Antetokounmpo. However, this is only the second game that those two have missed together. That was an 18-point loss of the Oklahoma City Thunder in the second-to-last game of the season. Bucks will try to turn that around here. They are 3-14 as a team when trailing 2-1 in a series all time. And the numbers get a little more hairy if you fall down 3-1, where Milwaukee has never won a series. 0-11 all time when they've gone down 3-1 in a series. So with all that on the line, Milwaukee could certainly use a bump here tonight. And they will have to do it by overcoming what figures to be a mostly full-strength Indiana team, missing only Benedict Mathurin once again, who was lost for the season about midway through the winter. So aside from him, they are all systems go, even in spite of the fact that we did hear late Tyrese Haliburton was dealing with back spasms and was listed questionable late. But he is active, and he is ready to go. The Oshkosh, Wisconsin native, fresh off of his game winner in the final 2 seconds of overtime last time these teams played. All right, when we come back, we'll set the table with your BMO starting lineups and your opening tip. Game 4 here from downtown Indianapolis, coming up next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list, and if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resort sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
All-time meeting between the Bucks and the Pacers in the postseason getting set to tip off. The Indiana has really dominated the postseason against the Bucks through the years, although they hadn't played since 2000 in the playoffs prior to this year. They are 8-3 in playoff games against Milwaukee, as the Bucks will try to turn that around here tonight. Let's take a look at your starting lineups now, brought to you as always by BMO, the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks. And we begin things with the Pacers, under the direction of their head coach, Rick Carlisle. He is the third winningest head coach behind Doc Rivers, the Bucks head coach, and Greg Popovich, who is The winningest all-time coach in NBA history. It's his second stint with the Pacers after going 181-49 over 4 years from 03 to 07 with this franchise, when he actually posted a record 61 wins in his first season. This year, his team, 47 wins in the regular season, 35 losses. That was two games back of the Bucks in the Central Division standings. Starting five for the Pacers, well, it'll be the 29th time that Rick Carlisle has turned to this fivesome with Tyrese Haliburton again manning the point, averaging 20.1 points a game in the regular season, second on the team here in this series. He has averaged 13 points, 12 assists, but struggled to shoot the ball from distance, just 5 of 22 from beyond the arc, and was 1 of 12 in the last game these teams played. He'll line up in the backcourt next to Andrew Nembhard once again, second-year man out of Gonzaga and Florida. He was picked up by the Pacers with the first pick of the second round in 2022. He's averaged 14 points a game through the opening three games of the series. Aaron Nesmith is next to him, 6'5", 215 pounds, former Boston Celtic, now in his second season with Indiana, as he comes into this game averaging just over 10 points a game in the series, averaged 12.2 points in the regular season. Pascal Siakam will also be starting tonight for the Pacers after starting 80 of 82 games in the regular season, where he was their leading scorer at 21.7 points and their leading rebounder at 7.1 rebounds a game. This series, he's averaging 30 points, 11 rebounds, but was held to 17 points after blowing up for 36 points and 37 points, respectively, in games 1 and 2 of this series. Miles Turner rounds out the starting five for the Pacers, the 6'11", 250-pound ninth-year man out of Texas, averaged 17 points in the regular season. Here in this series, 22.7 points a game, 8 rebounds a contest. He has shot 45% from beyond the arc so far in this series. So those are the starters for the Pacers. On the other side of the ledger, Doc Rivers, mentioned him, his 20th playoff appearance in 25 years as a head coach, his first with the Bucks, coming off of that three-point overtime loss to the Pacers on Friday. And here is what his starting five will look like in light of the absences of both Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. And here is his fivesome tonight.
Pat Bev here, subscribe to the pod.
Malik Beasley, Atlanta, Georgia. The Florida State University.
Chris Middleton, Charleston, South Carolina, Texas A&M.
Bobby Portis Jr., Little Rock, Arkansas, University of Arkansas. Go Hawks.
Brooke Lopez, Fresno, California, Stanford University.
Stanford's finest will be looking to anchor that attack for the Bucks in the middle, and he will be leaned on a bit more here in this series. Lopez has averaged 15.7 points a game so far in this series, 7 of 13 from beyond the arc. His role will be very interesting to watch. It is the second time the Bucks have turned to this starting five. First time they did it, well, it was that aforementioned loss to the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's the only game the Bucks have played where both Giannis and Damian Lillard have missed, respectively, both of them. That was an 18-point loss on the penultimate game of the regular season on April the 12th. We'll see if the Bucks can turn that around here tonight as we get ready to play some basketball. Both teams were in the same uniforms they've been wearing all series so far. It's the Bucks in their icon edition, Forest Green once again with the white numbers and lettering Milwaukee spelled out in white across the front. The Pacers in their statement edition, it is bright gold with blue numbers and lettering, Indiana spelled out in blue across the front. They've got the cross-angled stripes going up and down the sides of the shorts and the jerseys on the right side of things, forming a pyramid of sorts with the Pacers logo on the thighs and blue and white on that right side of the uniform. Our officials tonight, led by James Capers, our crew chief in his 29th season. He has operated in 14 NBA finals in his tenure. Brian Forte is in his 17th year as an NBA official. Brent Barnacki in his 14th season with a very veteran-laden group. Aaron Smith is the alternate official for tonight's game. Brooke Lopez at center court going opposite Miles Turner. As James Capers puts the ball in the air, it's won back by Lopez, and the Bucks will start left to right with the basketball as we watch on from our perch high above Gainbridge Fieldhouse and the floor. Here is Portis at the top of the arc. He'll give it now to Middleton. Middleton sends left wing. Here's a drive on the left baseline. A little floater on the way. Beasley couldn't get it to go as it rimmed out. Rebounded by Siakam. He'll hand it off down to Haliburton. Tyrese is into the front court, going the other direction now for Indiana. They work it around on the outside. It's a drive inside. Nembhard hands off. Siakam with a little head fake. He missed the bunny up close. That was point blank. Rebounded by Lopez. Now to Beverly. Both teams missing a couple inside shots to begin their nights. And here is Pat Bev driving on Nembhard. A little Euro step in traffic. Puts up a wild shot. Missed it. Rebound was initially going to be secured by Middleton. But they're going to say it's off of Chris Indiana ball. Chris is back on his feet, stunned with bewilderment, thinking it was clearly off an Indiana player. Kind of looked like it from our perspective, but tough to see from this angle. Here's Nembhard the other way. He passes off to Turner on the handoff to Halliburton. Right back to Turner. He ran into a wall, so they work it out. Nembhard uncorks a three, and he knocks it down to a roar here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. So the Pacers draw first blood. They lead 3-0 as Bobby Portis races the other way. He's right of the lane. Defended by Siakam, trying to post him up. Fakes a move one way, fades the other, and knocks down his first shot of the evening. So Bobby Portis, who had a good second half last time out, where he had 15 points on 6 of 9 shooting in that overtime loss, gets his first points. And here is a good challenge by Lopez underneath on Turner, who missed the shot inside. Bucks go the other way. Beverly the other direction for Milwaukee, down 3-2. He rifles the pass to the corner. Catch and shoot three. Malik Beasley cashes in, and the Bucks have their first lead of the night on our first Michelob Ultra three-pointer of the night. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Here are the Pacers the other way, with Milwaukee now leading 5-3 after Indy hit that first shot to begin this game. Milwaukee has answered on a 5-0 run. Tyrese Halliburton wearing the left arm sleeve, has it on the near wing left, looking to get rid of it. He will pass it off to Turner with a second to spare. He hoists up a three, and it misses. Back iron strong, and the rebound goes caroming to the Pacers bench. So Indiana knocks down their second shot of the night. However, they are 1 of 4. They hit that second effort, and since then missed their last two. Bucks go the other way. Leading 5-3, Chris Middleton has it. He'll hand it off to Portis. Portis left of the lane, defended by Siakam. A head fake. Puts the ball on the floor, backing his way in on Siakam. He fades and fires. His front shot misses front iron. Rebound tipped by Turner over to Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton going the other direction now for the Pacers. Comes to a stop before he triggers the feed to Nembhard. He'll give to Siakam. Siakam puts on a great move and goes right by Bobby Portis before a jackhammer dunk. And we got a technical going against Siakam for some taunting after the fact. Well, Siakam put on a move that left Bobby Portis in his wake, and then he looked right at him and had some words for him. They called a technical. So Chris Middleton's going to go to the line on the other side of the floor. He'll have a chance to get that lead back to the Bucks, as the fans, you can hear their opinion on the matter. Free throw's good from Middleton. It's a 6-5 lead now for the Bucks with 9:23 to go. First quarter action here in downtown Indianapolis. Bucks will have it out of bounds on the near side of the baseline. Indiana sends three defenders into the backcourt, trying to make it difficult to get this inbound. They did. Well, he does get the pass into Middleton, but it was close, bordering on that 5 seconds. Now Beverly's got it back in his hands. He weaves his way, maneuvering into the front court. He's got it at the top of the arc. It took him about 10 seconds to get this offense set up, so good job by Indiana making the Bucks work to get into their set. Middleton went into the air, passed the ball away, though, got it to Beasley, now back to Chris. He spins, fades and fires, and connects from 14 feet away. Chris Middleton fresh off that playoff career high 42 points against the Pacers, where he had the Midas touch last time these teams played, and that was on both sides of the floor. Tonight, Siakam's being defended by Portis to start this game. They work it out now. It's Nembhard. Nembhard driving into the paint. Lays it off at the last second to Siakam. He got fouled from behind by Middleton, I believe. And it was on Chris. That'll be his first foul. And for the Bucks, team foul number one. Milwaukee leads 8-5. We have played 3 minutes and 20 seconds tonight as Pascal Siakam will go to the line. Siakam's 73 points, the third most in the first two games with a team in NBA playoff history. But again, we talked about 17 points last time out, and that was Chris Middleton who largely drew that assignment. Doc Rivers told me it was probably the best he's seen Chris play defense. I tend to agree based on what I watched, at least this season, as the first free throw misses from Siakam. Pascal Siakam playing 39.5 minutes per game so far over the course of this young series, now in its fourth game. Coach Rick Carlisle was quick to point out to his team coming in, and this next free throw misses way short, that this series is technically not even halfway through yet, if this thing goes to seven, of course. Here's a drive from Beverly. He takes it to the cup and lays it in and shows the too small indication. He's going to get teed up. Well, turnabout's fair play. They got Siakam early, and that time it was Pat Beverly looking right into the eyes of his defender and saying, "You're too small." So the Bucks on a 10-2 run over the last 2 minutes and 15 seconds of this game, and now Indiana's going to have a free throw from Tyrese Haliburton on the other end. His shot is good. Pacers have not shot the ball well from the line this series. They've been under 70%. That is the worst out of 16 teams in the NBA in this postseason. The Bucks on the other side of that ledger, 95% from the stripe. That is number one in these playoffs. Here's a drive from Haliburton. His floater's up and in. So Haliburton gets three quick ones for his team, and now his bunch is back to within two. It's 10-8. Here's Middleton the other direction. Got it into the front court, defended by Nesmith again. Chris spins him off, rockets the pass underneath, but Beverly was in the land of trees, so he put through on a couple head fakes. Now he's going to turn around and flip it up and in with a jump hook. Pat Bev coming up with back-to-back field goals. And the Bucks now lead it 12-8. Nembhard the other way around the screen from Turner. He's going to pull up, miss the baseline jumper, but the rebound to Nesmith. Kicks it back out. Siakam couldn't hit the three. This time the rebound pulled in as it was an over-the-shoulder catch for Pat Bev going the other way for Milwaukee. 7:43 to play in the first. Bucks by four. Portis tees up a three. He missed it. Rebounded by Haliburton. Indiana goes the other direction. Haliburton feeds the driving Turner, and Turner got tangled up by Pat Bev, who comes away holding his left temple as he took the worst of that collision, but he's going to get a little insult to injury added on here, as it were, as he gets called for the foul. One guy the Bucks can ill afford to lose is Pat Beverly, certainly, at this point. Well, already down your point guard, Damian Lillard, is Beverly's help to his feet. Milwaukee down one point guard in Lillard, and you could make the case another in Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's watching in a magenta jumpsuit on the Bucks bench. First free throw misses again from Turner. I mentioned Indiana struggles from the line in this series. This has been one area they have not been good. And so far tonight, they've missed three of their first four free throw attempts of the game. So second free throw for Turner, who shoots 77%. He's been great the last two games for Indiana as he misses the second free throw. How about that? Fans growing a little weary of the free throw shooting woes here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Now 1 of 5 to start this game for the Pacers. And the Bucks still hold that 4-point lead. It's been a decidedly different start tonight than the last time these teams played. Middleton's going to turn it over. He went galloping into the lane and tried to feather the pass of the near wing, but no one was home as he sent it between Lopez and Beverly to the courtside seats. So Indiana's got it going the other direction now. Haliburton maneuvering through the defense of Beverly. Now takes it back out onto the right wing, and he launches and hits from three. So Tyrese Haliburton has scored the last 6 straight points for the Pacers, and the Bucks are going to use a timeout. 7:04 to play. We're in the first quarter. It's Milwaukee 12, Indiana 11 in this fourth game of this first round playoff series on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. So you want to be a warrior?
Saving money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health has Medicare Advantage plans that give you $25 a month back towards your Medicare Part B premium? That's $300 a year back in your pocket. Isn't that great? Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal. Certain restrictions apply to the Part B giveback. Visit networkhealth.com/Medicare/extra benefits for details.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
.704 to play here. We're in the first quarter from downtown Indianapolis. Second in consecutive games between these teams here in this building, a place where the Indiana Pacers have not hosted a playoff game in the last couple of years. This Pacers team, first playoff appearance in 4 years, going back to the 2019-20 campaign. And in game three, they notched their first home playoff win since game six of 2018 in the first round against Cleveland. That was over 2,100 days ago. But boy, this place was bumping. It seemed like a place where they hadn't experienced a lot of winning here of late. They were hungry for it, and they are again here tonight. Our score 12-11. The Bucks out in front. When we resume, it'll be Bucks basketball. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll enjoy double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. Also presented by Michelob Ultra, reminding you it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So it's going to be Bucks basketball out of bounds with 7:04 remaining again still here in this first quarter. Just underway. Glad to have you with us. Dave Kane with you here on this Sunday night. Justin Garcia will have you at halftime per usual. And in the postgame when this game is over, we'll play game five coming up on Tuesday night back in Milwaukee, regardless of outcome here tonight. But again, the Bucks trying to even the series at two games apiece, down 2-1 right now. Portis has it top of the circle for Milwaukee, playing without Giannis or Damian Lillard here tonight. Here is Portis catching it. Left of the lane, defended by Siakam. He's out there with Beverly, Lopez, Beasley, and Lillard, and rather Middleton. Portis puts up a nice swim move and floats it up and in with a little jump hook. So the Bucks back ahead by three. They've hit six of their first 10 shots to begin this game. Here's Halliburton around that midcourt logo. He's defended by Beasley. Going to launch up another three, and that one misses short. Bucks will live with him taking that. That is a bit of a settle, and again, it's in the half court where Indiana has not been particularly great nor this season nor this series, for that matter. Here's Beverly driving down the left side of the lane. He can't finish the shot, and this is where Indiana's dangerous, when they can get out and run. Halliburton has to slow it down, though. The Bucks got back well that time. Nembhard's got it left of the lane. Defended by Portis, now gives it away, gets it right back, and now he funnels to the right corner, and Turner launches and hits from three from there, right in front of his bench. Miles Turner with his first three-pointer of the night, and what'll go is already his 11th three-pointer in the series. Here's Middleton quickly answering the other way. He takes it down the lane from straight on and floats up a good-looking teardrop. Bucks back ahead by two. 5:40 to go on the first. Here's Aaron Nesmith the other way. Drives in at Middleton. Flings it to the corner. Smith has it, or rather, that's Turner who had it there. Passes it away. Now it goes to the right corner, and Nesmith tees one up and hits. Well, Indiana started cold from the floor, but they have started to find their stroke. Now 6 of 12 as a team, and how about 4 of 7 from downtown? Indiana back ahead by a point. Middleton trying to answer. His three ball, too strong. Rebounded by Tyrese Halliburton. He feeds it ahead to Nesmith. Nesmith drives. He had the ball poked away. Quick hands from Pat Bev. Milwaukee going the other way. Beverly's moving a bit gingerly into the front court. Not sure what that's about. Here's a drive from Middleton, and he got fouled as he was trying to hit the shot off the window. Now we got some pushing. Ooh, and a big scrum going. Bobby Portis and Nembhard. Bobby put a big shove right in the chest of Nembhard. And now they are separating everyone quickly. Bobby lost his cool. Well, the fans already not big supporters of Bobby Portis after he called this team a bunch of front runners following a game two loss He's sitting on the bench right now, and Chris Middleton's in his face. So they're going to go to the monitors here, and this could be a really big setback for the Bucks.
Previous player is under review for dead ball, hostile act.
I did not see what precipitated this, but Bobby Portis was going for that rebound and was wrapped around Nembhard. Nembhard shoved Portis, and then Portis went right back at him. Well, Portis is used to hearing the chants, but this has become the new one here in Indiana. Mentioned, as popular as he is in Milwaukee, he is that unpopular here in Indiana. Pacers fans voicing their thoughts as they take a look at this. So we'll see, because obviously Nembhard did shove Portis first. It was Bobby's shove that was a little bit more prolific, though, on his return. And he was wrapped around Nembhard, and that's what Nembhard took exception to, and he shoved him, and then Bobby shoved him back with a little more force. Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? Well, there's only one answer. It's definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. Our score, 17-16. There again is no love lost between these teams. We've talked about that quite a bit before this series even started, because these teams played a mini-series in the regular season. Five games between these teams, and that's enough to get the blood boiling, especially when all five of those games came fairly close in succession, all done before January the 3rd was the last time these teams played. And, yeah, they got to know each other a little better than either side would like. It was, of course, Ballgate, where Giannis went stampeding down the tunnel, chasing after his game ball for what he thought was a missing ball when he hit his franchise record 64 points back in November. And that really kind of set the table for what you knew if these teams played in the playoffs, there could be some of these
fireworks.
Following
the review, we have a two-shot foul with Middleton shooting two for the personal foul. For the hostile act, we have two acts by Portis. One is a push in the chest. The other one is a slap with contact to the head of Nembhard. He has two technical fouls and is ejected. Nembhard has one technical foul. Indiana will shoot one for the team, and then we will have Middleton on the line for two.
Well, the road just got a little bit steeper for the Bucks. And Bobby Portis is going to have to live with that one, and I know he is going to be upset because, you know, we've talked about it. You love to have that kind of energy and spirit on your team, but it has got to be able to stay under control, and Bobby lost control there. And he and his team are going to pay the price tonight. Already shorthanded, the Bucks will have to go without Portis, without Giannis, and without Lillard. No, you would not wish this on any team. So Middleton's going to go to the line for two shots, but before he does, because of the second technical, it's Halliburton taking a free throw on the other end. And here's the other problem. With Portis not only leaving this game, it does leave the door open to, will he be suspended for the next game? Because if he did make contact to the head of Nembhard, that will come under a microscope with the league office. They are less apt to make those types of suspensions in the postseason, but again, if he did make contact with a head, that will be interesting to see where it goes. So here's Chris Middleton at the line, where he misses the free throw. Now, again, that for Middleton, that is his first miss at the free throw line going back to last year's playoffs. He had made 27 consecutive free throws in the playoffs going back to last year before that miss. And his second free throw is good. For that matter, the Bucks had only missed three free throws for the entirety of the series coming into this game at 58-61. It's a one-point lead for the Pacers. Here's Toppin misfiring on a mid-range jumper. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Lopez. Bucks are going to have to play very small the rest of the way with no Bobby Portis the remainder of this game. Brook Lopez at the top of the arc, going to pass the ball now to Middleton. Middleton's going to pull up from the left baseline, misses the bank shot, and the rebound goes to McConnell. Outlet feed to Toppin. Toppin takes it in and kisses the shot off the window and good. So the Bucks will go in the other direction with it. Malik Beasley into the front court. Bucks had started well until that moment. That is going to be a major storyline in this game. No Portis for the rest of the night. Lopez drives and flips up a tough shot. He thought he got fouled by Turner, but he gets it to go anyway. Outlet feed going the other way. Toppin was sealed off, but he still caught it and made the shot off the window anyway. That's how good this team is off of a made shot. They are a threat to score on the run. Number two team in pace in the NBA, and they have played like it this series. Here's Connaughton driving. He lays the shot off the window and good with the left hand. Bucks need to be ready as Halliburton's looking to run off the miss, make again, and he will. Same result. This time a lob up to Toppin, who finishes it with a dunk. That is two consecutive fast break buckets off of makes for Indiana. And if that's going to start happening, you got real problems if you're the Bucks. 24-21. Bucks down by three. Lopez the other way. He got fouled on the floor by Toppin this time. So that's the first on Toppin. And for the Pacers, it's team foul number two. Both teams with two fouls with 3:24 remaining now in this opening quarter of play as Pat Connaughton will send it in. Beasley checks out of the game. The lineup now goes E.J. Green new into the mix with Middleton, Lopez, and Andre Jackson Jr. Siakam's also coming in for Indiana. He'll replace Turner, who takes a seat. Well, Jackson got extended playing time for the first time in the playoffs last game and really acquitted himself well with great energy. He's going to catch the pass in the corner. Launches up a three but missed it too strong. Rebound goes out of bounds off of Halliburton. So that time it was Pat Connaughton getting in there and disrupting things, keeping it alive for his team. So Pat will do the inbounding again. Bucks have another opportunity with 3:17 to play here in the opening quarter in a game that has seen Indiana shoot 56%, the Bucks 53%. Inbound pass to Green. Green fake the shot. Hands to Lopez underneath, and Lopez staples it down with a big two-hand dunk. Good pass there from A.J. Green. He sucked the defense in, and that left Lopez an opportunity. That cutting is going to be so important for this Bucks offense here tonight. Good job of it there from Lopez. Halliburton toying with the defense, tried to draw contact, missed the shot. He thought he got the contact, but Jackson has not called for it. So the Bucks go the other way with a loose ball. Green off to Middleton. Middleton feeds it to the corner. Catch and shoot three from Andre Jackson, and he tickles the twine. And the Bucks go back ahead by two, trying to fight off the adversity here tonight. From downtown Indianapolis, the Bucks have reclaimed the lead. No Giannis, no Lillard, no Portis the rest of the night as he leaves on that double technical. And that is the table setter for this one tonight. Short-handed or otherwise, Bucks fighting the good fight early tonight. They lead 26-24 here in Game 4 action of this first-round playoff series on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Protect your livelihood with a livestock risk protection policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. With an LRP policy, you're covered if the market price unexpectedly drops for fed cattle, feeder cattle, or swine. Coverage options range from 70 to 100%. Get an LRP policy from a team that knows agriculture. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more. Ag Country, focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wander. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Get details on upcoming events, game recaps, ticket info, and more.
.26-24 lead for the Bucks. We've got 2:46 to play in the first quarter. Yes, Milwaukee, in spite of the fact that they are now down not one, not two, but three key cogs. Bobby Portis now watching, listening, whatever he's doing from the locker room following a double technical ejection following a scuffle after a play earlier this quarter. And he is hitting the showers early, so the NBA's number three vote-getter and sixth man of the year, who's been starting now each of the last seven games, will have to be a bystander here for the rest of the way in this one. But the Bucks still, through it all, have the two-point lead. They have connected on 58% of their shots, rather, to begin this game on an 11 of 19 shooting. The Pacers 9 of 17 at 53%. And Indiana's going to have the basketball as we resume. We're brought to you by Ticketmaster. Make more memories live with Ticketmaster, official ticket marketplace of the Bucks and the NBA. So far already in this game, we've seen three lead changes and a couple ties as the Pacers move the ball to the front court with Ben Shepherd, the rookie working on the fellow rookie Andre Jackson Jr. And Jackson comes away with a steal as he tips it to himself going the other way, holds on to his dribble as he had two defenders draped all over him. That passes off to Connaughton in the front court. Now to Lopez. Lopez has it slip away. He thought it was deflected out of bounds, but they'll say Brook was the last one to touch it. And a couple turnovers going both ways. It's Indiana ball again. T.J. McConnell moves it into the front court now for the Pacers. McConnell is out there with Toppin, Shepherd, McDermott, and Siakam. Doug McDermott has been playing here of late, as he did not play either of the last two games. Three-point try from Shepherd is pure from the near wing. Splashes that one through from the near wing. And the Pacers reclaim the lead, 27-26. Connaughton the other way, hands to Lopez. Lopez will give now to Andre Jackson. Jackson feeds it now to Connaughton back on the left wing. Lofts it to Lopez. Double team arrives. He tries to go to work underneath, and he does. Goes right through Siakam's defense and flips it up and in as he went laterally across the lane. Bucks back ahead by a point. Indiana the other way. McConnell drives underneath the rim. He'll send it out to the near wing. McDermott flips the pass to Toppin on the right side. Defended by Green. Toppin spins past Green and misses the reverse layup. Rebound snatched down by Connaughton. He'll feed it ahead now to A.J. Green. Green gives now to Jackson. Jackson to Lopez. He casts up a long three but missed it strong from the above the break there at the top of the arc from about 29 feet. McDermott on the other end. He launches from three. Can't hit. Rebound off the hand of Crowder. Saved from going out of bounds by Toppin but picked up by A.J. Green. Green going the other way. Did not have numbers as three Pacers were back. He'll squeeze off a three and he rips the cords. A.J. Green knocks down his first three-pointer of the night, and for that matter, for A.J., that'll go as his first three-pointer of the series. On the other side, we got a shot that missed and a foul on the fight for the rebound as McConnell couldn't get the 12-footer to go, but on the ground, Siakam was fouled by Pat Connaughton, so the Pacers are going to have it. The Bucks committing what will be their fourth team foul with 52.8 seconds to play now in this opening frame. McConnell inbounds from the near side. Out top it goes to Toppin. Back to McConnell. McConnell around a screen from Siakam on the pick and roll. Feeds to McDermott, and McDermott zeroes in from distance and splashes that one through. So Doug McDermott did not play in either Game 2 or Game 3 after his fifth scoreless playoff game in 16 career playoff games in Game 1. He's got his first points tonight. Green tried to answer. His three-pointer missed short. Rebound picked up by Siakam. He'll hand the ball off now, going the other direction. McConnell into the front court. Dangerous on the dribble, but he recovers. Now he's got it at the top of the arc. 31-30, Bucks ahead by a point. Siakam, Euro step in the paint, went into a crowd, feeds to the corner, catch and shoot three. Obi Toppin sticks it. And the Pacers have reclaimed the lead on what will go as the now sixth lead change of the night. Back the other way with 6 seconds to play. Connaughton gets fouled before he put up a shot. And the Pacers had a foul to give with one, their first foul in the final two. So here comes Middleton checking in. He takes off the warm-up, as does Malik Beasley, as those two come in for this final possession of our opening quarter. Also checking in for the Pacers is Nembhard. He replaces McDermott, and he hears it from the fans after his part in that scuffle with Bobby Portis earlier in the game. Middleton to send it in. Going to loft it to Connaughton. Connaughton bobbled it, but somehow got it and recovered and laid it in underneath the rim. What a play. With 3.1 seconds to go, he ties the game. Now quickly the other direction. McConnell on the run. Three ball missed front iron. So that's going to mark the end of a first quarter, and it was an eventful first quarter to be sure. 33-33, Milwaukee and Indiana have settled absolutely nothing through our opening 12 minutes. Bucks will continue their shorthanded run here tonight in game four of this best of seven playoff series, trying to even this up at two games apiece when we come back after these words. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
We're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil. Saving you big time money on snacks.
10 to 15 ounce Craven pretzels, $1.69 a bag. Or 8 ounce Craven chips, just $1.99 a bag.
My Carumba hot, hot prices on snacks.
Pretzels, $1.69 or chips, $1.99.
Hey, these taste just like the national brands, but they're half the price.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned. It's Woodmans.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The NBA playoffs are here, and we all know playoff mode is a thing. Listen to the evidence. Playoff crowds are going wild. Playoff players are lighting up the court. Even your speakers are in playoff mode. Okay, we'll take it down a notch, but just a notch, because this is the turn it up to 11 NBA playoffs. Playoff mode is clearly a thing.
This is what you love about playoff basketball.
The NBA playoffs presented by Google Pixel continue on ABC, ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV.
A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials. Let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Frederick.com/cancer.
Points apiece. We've played 12 minutes in this one as Milwaukee and Indiana continue to jockey for positioning here in this best of seven series. Glad to have you with us. Dave Kane with you here tonight alongside our on-site engineer Alan Benjamin. Joe O'Gara is on stats tonight, and Justin Garcia back in the studios. We've got Jason Gordon back in the studio, our producer, as Milwaukee will trying to get that lead back in a game that has already bobbed back and forth on a number of occasions. We've seen in that first quarter already six lead changes and now three ties, and that is where we sit going into the second quarter. After the Bucks were dominated in the paint the last couple games, interestingly enough, even in spite of the fact that they do not have Bobby Portis available or Giannis for the rest of this game, Milwaukee has actually more or less dominated the paint to begin this game. 20-8 the advantage in points in the paint for the Bucks to begin this contest. And again, that is in spite of the fact that Indiana has more or less won that battle throughout this series so far. And the last game, it was actually the Bucks outscoring Indiana in that one. Here's a drive inside, and McConnell's going to lay it in on the first possession. I think I was thinking back to game two when the Bucks were outscored 52-36 in the paint. Actually outscored Indiana 48-44 in game three. Here's Middleton, passes to the left side. It was intercepted and taken away by Shepard. Shepard's running the other way for the Pacers, right over Middleton. That's a charge. made the shot, wave it off. Chris was set up well in advance, and he springs back to his feet, clapping his hands. Well, Chris is definitely playing the leader role for this Bucks team. He wants the ball in his hands quickly so he can get it in. Took a little while for Brent Barnacki to give it to him, but he does, and now Milwaukee looks to set it up. It's Green along with, for the first time in this series, Danilo Gallinari's out there. He's going to hand off to Crowder. Crowder misses on a three-point try, too strong. Pacers going the other way. They're into the front court. Siakam passes near wing left to McConnell. McConnell launches from three, misses. Rebound gobbled up by Middleton. Middleton looking to go the other direction. Had no outlet pass to send it to, so he will carry it himself. Hands off to Crowder. Crowder with a head fake. Bounce pass back to Middleton. Middleton at the left elbow, defended by Siakam. Sends a dart inside. Gallinari fades and fires, and he gets one to nestle through as it bounces a couple times on the rim before it settles in there. And Gallinari with his first appearance of this series with his first points right there. 35 apiece. A rocket of a pass now to Shepherd, and Shepherd cans another three from the near wing. So Ben Shepherd, who has now hit both of his three-point tries to begin this game as a rookie, as Middleton drives on the other side, he's going to kiss it in up close. But was just going to say, for Shepherd, shooting 40% from three to begin this game here tonight in a series, in spite of the fact that he struggled previously, as McConnell spins his way into the lane and lays it in. Shepherd shot just 31% from three in the regular season, but he's now hit on 6 of 12 to begin this series. Here's Middleton on the right wing. Dribbles behind his back. Now drives. He was fouled with 10:04 to play here in the second quarter. The Bucks down by 3, 40-37. It's going to be Bucks ball out of bounds on the first foul against the Pacers to begin things here in the second quarter, as Obi Toppin gets called for the foul. And for Toppin, that's his second. Middleton to inbound. He'll send from the near side. Gallinari takes the pass at the top of the arc. Feeds it left wing to Crowder. Crowder bobbles before he gives it now to Beverly. Pat Bev driving. Nice pass inside. Crowder lays it in. They have found the holes in that Indiana defense throughout this game early on. Bucks shooting 61% now from the field. On the other side, a shot rims in and out from T.J. McConnell, and the Bucks go the other way. Well, this is kind of, I think, what Rick Carlisle was worried about with his young team. Maybe a little overconfidence, especially when Portis gets ejected on top of already missing Giannis and Dame. Here's a drive. Middleton powers the shot up and in with a foul. And the Bucks will add to their lead with a free throw coming. Chris Middleton right through the defense of McConnell again. He made a mark of T.J. McConnell, and in the process, he made a meal of him. So McConnell gets called for his first, and here comes a substitute. Little rim protection in the form of Miles Turner, who checks in wearing that white headband with the braids hanging out to either side. He will replace Toppin, who takes a seat. Toppin with 2 fouls and 9 points already. He is their leading scorer in this game. Chris Middleton's the Bucks' leading scorer. He has 10 points and can make it 11 right here. He's 4 of 6 to begin his night, and his free throw is good. Well, Chris Middleton is showing that he has a little more magic up his sleeve before this is all done. Rumors of his demise have been exaggerated. Here's a three-pointer from Nesmith, top of the arc. Another Charleston, South Carolina guy out of Porter God High School. Connects on his first three-pointer of the night. Puts Indiana back ahead by 2. Gallinari stumbles at the free throw line. Picks up the ball, though, and now hands it off to Beverly. Beverly lofts it over to Gallinari on the left side. Left of the lane, defended by McConnell. Tries to power his way in, holds onto the balls. He spins and pulls up and knocks down the baseline jumper. So Danilo Gallinari giving his team a nice little lift here off the bench. On the other side, McConnell razors his way through the defense and lays it in up close. T.J. McConnell has been a problem for his team defensively, but on offense right there, he made a nice move and puts Indiana back up by 1. 8:38 to play in the first. Gallinari thought about the three, but had a defender right on him. That was Nesmith, so he'll give to Middleton. Middleton gets a little bit of air as a screen from Crowder set him up, but he missed the three-pointer short. However, the rebound, a long one, goes out of bounds to the far side, and James Capers will say Pacers basketball. Last touch by the Bucks. Crowder takes a seat. In comes Malik Beasley for Milwaukee. McConnell checks out, slams the scores table as he goes to the other side. Actually, it was the TV folks. I think that was Chris Denari, who was right where he took that brunt of that slam right in front of his table, so he goes out of the game, as does Ben Shepherd, and now they send it inside to Siakam, who's new in, and he fades and fires and hits. Pascal Siakam makes that shot. It's going to be a long night. Bucks don't have a whole lot in the way of size now tonight. No Giannis, no Portis. Of course, no Damian Lillard. Portis left the game with a double technical foul in the first quarter and got into a shoving match with Andrew Nembhard, who got called for one technical. Bobby got two, and because of that, he is out. Gallinari was driving, and he got fouled on the floor, so that'll be team foul number three for the Pacers. Bucks have yet to commit a foul here in the opening 4 minutes of quarter number two in a 47-41 game, trailing by three. Middleton to send it in. He gets it to Gallinari. Gallinari's got the Eurohawk going a little bit, the Mohawk. He cut that hair down right when the playoffs started. He's going to pull up from right of the lane and leaves that shot short. Rebound deflected by Green, who was hustling for it. That's the kind of hustle Doc Rivers is after from his guards, but he couldn't come away with it. Now Siakam on the other side. Rifles it out top to Halliburton. Dumps it down low. Turner turns around. Floats the shot. Up no good. Wide right on the jump hook. Rebounded by Beasley. Now to Middleton going the other way for the Bucks. He'll flip it now. Entry pass easily intercepted and taken away by Halliburton, who went stumbling back before he passed it away. Now the Pacers in the front court. Nifty dish from Nembhard to Turner. And Turner rams it home with a two-hand jam. Timeout Bucks with 7:22 to play here. We're in the second quarter. It's Indiana 49, Milwaukee 44. Bucks will have to go back to work. See what Doc Rivers can dial up for his shorthanded bunch. When we come back after these words, this is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear basketball fans, Toyota's starting five are bringing impressive stats. Meet the RAV4, a versatile playmaker that scores from anywhere. Camry and Corolla come with MVP-level MPG. And the big-bodied Grand Highlander can pass the rock to the slam-dunk Tacoma. Plus, with available all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, they can all drive the lane. Visit Toyota.com or head to your local Toyota dealership. Toyota, let's go places.
Your Milwaukee Bucks are on the championship hunt. Throughout their playoff run, you can score big with the Fan Fuel program from Pick and Save. Go to bucks.com/fanfuel for your shot to earn 100 bonus fuel points on participating products. Then redeem fuel points at participating BP and Amoco stations. Go to bucks.com/fanfuel for details. Score your first basket for each playoff game, in-store, pickup, or scheduled delivery at Pick and Save. Proud partner of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Five-point lead for the Indiana Pacers. We welcome you back to Gainbridge Fieldhouse here in Indianapolis, where we have seen already 10 lead changes in this game, with Milwaukee trailing currently 49-44. And again, just to reset the storyline, which we'll do periodically for those dipping in and out of the broadcast tonight, it is Bobby Portis unavailable the rest of the way. He was ejected on his double technical in a shoving match with Andrew Nembhard in the first quarter. And, of course, Giannis is unavailable for what is now his seventh consecutive game with that calf strain, the soleus muscle, and Damian Lillard is out as well with that Achilles tendonitis tonight and for what looks to be at least a little bit of time. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. They are the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. We are also presented in part by Bally Sports Wisconsin. You can catch the Bucks all season long on Bally Sports. The comebacks, the breakout stars, the can't-miss moments. Watch it all on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app. So it's going to be Bucks basketball out of bounds with Andre Jackson Jr. looking to inbound as he runs the baseline. He'll send it in to A.J. Green along with Malik Beasley, Chris Middleton, and Brooke Lopez on the floor after the timeout. 7:15 to play in the second quarter. 49-44 lead again for the Pacers. Inbound, or here's the pass out top. A.J. Green puts up an air ball on the three-point try. Rebound, though, kept alive by Lopez as he saved him from going back out of bounds to Jackson. Jackson then funneled it to Middleton, who in turn gave to Lopez where it all started, and Lopez lays it in. So back to a three-point game. Bucks riding second-chance points, giving the Pacers a little dose of their own medicine from the last game. Indiana's got it on the other side. Turner fires up a three, and he cranks it home. Well, the Pacers, in spite of the fact that they've hit 10 of 16 from three, still only leading by the 6 points. Here's Beasley trying to answer. His three ball misses back iron. Long rebound, though, picked up by Middleton. Another offensive board for the Bucks. Beasley will try his hand again, and he gets partially blocked by Turner this time at the top of the arc. It goes to Nembhard. Nembhard's racing the other direction for Indiana. Sends a dart inside. Turner got fouled underneath, and he will go to the line for 2 shots. So A.J. Green gets called for the foul, and Miles Turner now to the free throw line. An Indiana team that is not afraid to move that basketball around after leading the league in passes per game and assists per game. The Pacers rank first in the playoffs as well. Coming into this one here tonight as the first free throw is good. That 30 assists per contest this season, in spite of the fact that these games have slowed down a little bit in terms of possessions from what Indiana had been playing in the regular season. 13-4 run for the Pacers as the second free throw from Turner is pure as well. Indiana missed 4 of their first 5 from the line. Since then, they've hit 3 straight. Connaughton's got it going the other direction. 54-46, largest lead of the night now for the Pacers. Pat Connaughton into the front court, hands it off. Here's a high arcing three, and Andre Jackson Jr. for the second time tonight knocks down the three, this time from the left wing, and Milwaukee going the other way on defense. Needed that Michelob Ultra three as Halliburton navigates through a couple defenders, hands it off, a drive from Toppin, works into the corner. Now they send it to the near side, head fake from Nesmith, sidesteps to his left, puts up the three, misses it, rebound cleaned up by Chris Middleton. He'll go the other way for the Bucks into the front court, comes to a jump stop, now feeds off to Jackson. Jackson hands the ball to Beasley. Beasley, left free throw line extended, rattles through the jumper from 17 feet out. And a timeout coming from Rick Carlisle this time. 5:38 to play, second quarter. It's a three-point game again. The Bucks have answered with a couple jump shots going down. Fighting the good fight, understaffed. They have not been overwhelmed thus far. 54-51, Pacers out in front. We come back after these words here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Playoffs.
Back again here at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Game four of this best of seven first round series between the Bucks and the Pacers is currently a 3-point game. Milwaukee